Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Sound Heart Radio. It is imperative that believing ones understand the nature of media. Media has been used as a weapon for millennia, and what distinguishes postmodern media is its insidious nature and its multi-layered nature. In ancient Rome, the media said that believing ones or believers were atheists, and so therefore they were enemies of the state. And so it was okay for Nero to arrest believing ones and to tie them to poles, douse them with pitch, and then light them and set them ablaze and use them as torches for his licentious parties. So it was therefore all right in ancient Rome for believing ones to be tied in the skins of animals, placed in the arena, and gored to death by bulls. The media said that believing ones did not worship the Caesars as gods. So these were just forms of retribution for their atheism. And it is very interesting how media are used by politicians in order to control the minds of people, in order to control the destinies of people. I'm sure you are well aware of how mind control has been used in the world today, and just the subtle messages, the subliminal messages that can be entered into the minds of people without them consciously being aware of what is going on. Media today can create within the hearts of a particular people what they want that particular group to think in 5 years, in 10 years, 15, and 20 years. What they want the populace to believe can be embedded today. And so it is a very formidable, we're talking about very formidable weapons, along with economic control, and you see how these nefarious powers come together in order to foment insurrection or to make a people passive and accepting their condition or their state. So a particular group can be built up within the minds of a particular group, and another group can be torn down and destroyed as such by media, not only groups but also individuals. And along with that, let me say that poor education also is a part of this, in that when people are dumbed down by their leaders as such, then they're easier to control. Hence the term sheeple. And if you would read some of the philosophers like Nietzsche, Nietzsche talks about the groups of he talks about people in the West, and his writings, you know, are a part of this. And a book by Marshall McLuhan, Media is the Message, is well worth reading too. It is an old book, but it provides a groundwork for what I am discussing this morning. And so, let me say, media are never passive. They have provocative messages that they want to instill within the hearts of individuals. And when individuals can be controlled through information, through disinformation and misinformation, and people do not understand that these are weapons, highly sophisticated weapons that are used to control them. It is very difficult for people to understand such nefarious ends because it doesn't enter into their consciousness of what can't happen and often does happen within their lifetime. The lies that they are subjected to by certain individuals and groups. So it behooves us as believing ones to be well informed. And by that I mean to have a very deep and rich knowledge of the Word of God. I'm going to be reading this morning from 2 Peter. And in chapter 2, beginning of verse 1, Peter has these words. Quote, that there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresy, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Verse 2, and many shall follow their pernicious way, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of, and through covetousness, which is a grasping, a desire for more and more, an endless desire for more and more. The Greek word for covetousness is kleonexia. In the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not covet. The word covet there means to pant after. To pant after what is not one's own. So to pant after, and in the Greek, kleonexia. And so we read, and through covetousness, they show with feigned words, make merchandise of you. Listen to these words very carefully. Whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. Now in verse 3, and through covetousness, notice the connection, notice the syntax, notice how the Spirit of God constructed this very important sentence. And through covetousness, shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you. The word merchandise here means a market house. And by extension, it means to buy and sell you. The word feigned in the Greek is plastois, which means to mold us from clay. It means forged words that are designed in prejudice. Plastois, from which we get our word, you guessed it already, plastic. And so these individuals conspire together to mold, to create words that will manipulate the believing community. The naive ones, those who are not well versed in the Word of God, are prizes, or the prize, I should say, of these individuals, because they, the naive or the simple, believe everything. Please read the book of Proverbs in the Old Testament. To be simple is not very flattering. In fact, the scripture decries such a worldview, to be simple, to be naive, to be artless in thinking and in the ways people behave. So the Word of God wants us to be cogent, alert, active, vibrant, aware as to what goes on in this cosmos. This cosmos has been adorned in order to attract and to suspend a spiritual insight through what it offers by way of pleasure and entertainment. Please understand that these are, in their context, they can be okay. But when pleasures and entertainment becomes the center of one's life, they have now become idols. And idols are never passive. In Hebrew, the word idol means nothingness. And so we're speaking about distractions of the mind. Entertainment and pleasures are given in order to distract the heart of the individual from what is really going on through the manipulators, through the social planners, through the social engineers who want to disrupt, who want to destroy, who want to keep the people of God from the Word of God, and therefore understanding their unique and powerful destinies or destiny in Christ. We escape the conditioning of media mind control through the Word of God. The Word of God is the sword of the Spirit. It is wielded by the Spirit in the heart of the yielded believer who has not yielded his heart to the idolatries of pleasure and entertainment, but the one who has yielded his heart to God himself, who understands that he or she has a wonderful destiny in Christ, and who is able, as Paul said in his letter to one of his letters to the church of Thessalonica, Paul wrote, and we are to what? We are to test everything, subject everything to spiritual testing. We are never to just be naive and accepting of what the world offers, because the world seeks to manipulate the believing communities. And so when it does, it hurts the testimony of the church. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21, Paul writes, prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. Another version reads, test everything. Please read 1 Thessalonians 5:21, and please read 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1, 2, and 3 for yourself, so that you will understand what the Word of God means and how you can escape, and how your loved ones can escape, your church and your community can escape the conditioning of media mind control through the Word of God. Good morning. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a wonderful day in Christ.